The chief executive officer for the American Red Cross of Alaska, Michelle Houlihan, presented the chamber business audience with a statistic designed to promote company preparations.
30% of businesses that close their doors because of a natural disaster will never reopen their doors.
She offered a three-part approach.
We encourage every business to become Red Cross ready by taking three simple steps. Get a kit, make a plan, and be informed.
Houlihan was one of four speakers focusing on preparing businesses for an emergency. Those are emergencies of the larger sort, such as an earthquake, volcanic emissions, or maybe a big fire that strikes a single or several businesses. The other four members were Phyllis Hagen, also with the Red Cross, along with Dawn Brantley and Rob Fitch from Anchorage's Office of Emergency Management. Hagen urged businesses to make emergency kits. While most of the contents are similar to those for a home, the number is much greater.
They should all include a first aid kit, large enough for each employee, and consider your clients as well. On an average business day, how many people are in your office that do not work there? Because you're going to need to provide the amount of water, food, first aid materials, comfort kits for that many people as well.
Preparations should also include duct tape and plastic sheeting, volcanic ash, coins and petty cash, banks will likely not be open, and survival kits for company vehicles. If employees have prescriptions, they should have at least a 5-day supply at the workplace. Business owners and managers should help their workers prepare at home. That way, staff is more likely to come to work. And even if they're not normally responsible for such duties, a company or business should know how to turn off building utilities. All the speakers urged creating a disaster response plan, having every employee read it, and then practicing it. Rob Fitch stressed the third element.
Hurricane Katrina came through New Orleans. They had an emergency plan. They just never practiced it. So they found out real quick that emergency plan sitting on a shelf did them no good because they never trained, they never practiced. Therefore, everything kind of fell apart.
Fitch said evacuation drills are an important part of that practice, including the follow-up.
Pull the alarm, have everybody wander out. Come back and say, okay, we can't go back into the building. All your stuff is left behind. What are you going to do? Does anybody know what the COOP plan says?
COOP stands for Continuity of Operations Plan. It contains the self-created procedures a business would use to stay functioning after a disaster occurs. It should include possible backup locations, the availability of duplicate vital records, the succession of authority, and the availability of staff.
How many people have employees that live outside of Anchorage? What's the odds of them getting in, say, during a catastrophic event? Are they vital to your organization? If we have a large-scale disaster, how are you going to get the people in? And if you can't get them in, what are you going to do about it?
Fitch noted 25% of Anchorage police live in the Matsu Valley, along with 35% of municipal fire department personnel. They all agreed the first step to disaster preparation is information. For that, businesses and individuals can go to the municipality's Office of Emergency Management and the American Red Cross of Alaska websites, as well as a federal source, ready.gov. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.